Wednesday night, Shmaitza, hey, Adar Aleph. We're going to go back to Shmaitza Aleph, Perek Beis. I apologize for last night. Every once in a while, I don't have a chance to catch myself before the Seder. Anyway.
Just kind of sleep at least once a week.
Yeah. So we're going to go back to the Kasha, the paragraph that starts with the words Venicha. The Shmaitza's point being that it's very likely, it's very possible, and the best teretz of all might be that you need a pasuk for Safik Mamzer when it's Ikba Isura. Because Ikba Isura would normally be Asur, but it's still Safik Mamzer, and Safik Mamzer is Mutter. And although the Mishnah Lamelech says that Safik Mamzer is Asur by Ikba Isura, the Shmaitza cannot go along with that, since it's what we call a Cheftza of Safek, and Safek Mamzer is Mutter, so Ikba Yisura is certainly a Cheftza of the Safek. So, and he says, look, Safek Orla and Chutzla Aretz is Mutter, that's Halach L'Moshe Misinai, that Orla and Chutzla Aretz is also is Halach L'Moshe Misinai, that Safek Orla and Chutzla Aretz is Mutter, Yeah, we'll see. But the pashtus is that Safek Orla and Chutz Laretz is Mutter Halacha. The pashtus is that's Halacha Moshe Misinai, and one of the cases is even a Beferisha Ikba Isura, where you know there are trees of Orla there, and now there's fruit being sold, and you don't know where those fruit are from, so it's Ikba Isura, and still it's Mutter.
But the Jew can't pick it. Is there a Mutter?
Well, the Jew can't pick it. If the Jew picks it, it's Asur. I mean, we're talking about the Goy picked it, so you don't know what it is. The Nicha, now it's good. Why did Rabbonon Asur Shtuki? Again, Shtuki is a certain kind of Safik Mamzer, but for our purposes, we see the word Shtuki, we read Safik Mamzer. So why did Rabbonon Asur it? That's the Gemara's question. Gemara's answer, Grada, is also B'yuchsin. We want to keep the genealogy of Klal Yisrael as pure. It sounds a little racist, but we want to keep the genealogy of Klal Yisrael. About what? What do you mean? Yeah, that everybody's moider. That's Perush Mishnayis. The Rabbanan Asur Shtuki. Yeah. Well, our Rambam, the whole Safik Mutter Min HaTorah, the Filu HaChachamim Asur, that dynamic is in Kol HaTorah Kula. That Safik is Mutter, and Chachamim came along and asked it. So why is the Gemara so surprised that Rabbanan asked a Safik Mamzer? My Kush Yitzvei B'Shtuki. Vayin Shom B'Chidushi HaRashba, over there in Kiddushin, Shaychiach Mizad Eloi Karambam. That's very interesting. Like, this is not stama like a ha'ora. This is a major question. The Rashba says, you see from here that Safik Deraisa is L'chumra Medio Raisa. So when we come across a case where Safik Deraisa is L'kula, which is Safik Mamza Mutter, and Rabbanan Asur it, so we express surprise. Why did Rabbanan Asur it? But according to the Rambam, like, they asked every Safik Isser, which is Mutter Medir Raisa, they asked.
And by the way, I asked this last night, but I just, because yeah. When he says, Chidush Rashba, Shochiach Mizeh, Dolo Karambam, does that mean that he brings it as a conscious Rambam, or he needs a, that's his source, that Safik is Asur Medir Raisa?
I don't know. But Hochiach means he proves, not like the Rambam. Whether that goof is the Rashba's source, I don't know. You're asking good. You're a big you're a Lamdan. In other words, you could prove not like the Rambam from somewhere, but it wouldn't necessarily be a source. For a source, you need like a higher level raya. You don't just base your whole sheet on a kasha on the Rambam. Maybe you say nu from a kasha startminish. You know, so it's hard to say. We'd have to get out of Rashba and see to say it. But the point that comes out from what you're making, and that's a valid point, is that even though he proves from the Rambam, not like there, but it's like it's another level to say it's his source. That's like a higher level. Well, if he mashak asafti, but according to what I just said, the itzrich sofik mamzer lahatra afilu b'sofik shenasarev, the b'chaygav the ikba isura, where we see the Torah, like, according to me, says Shmaitzer, and really according to everybody, in one form or another, the Torah, when it was matir a Safek Mamzer, it was matir it emphatically, like this is mutter, even though normally it's also here, it's mutter.
But But only in this case.
Even an Igba Yisura.
But only in a, which is only if it's a Tarov. In other words, if it was one, if it was Safek Karov, we ended up saying that that would not be a case.
The Shmaitzah holds it is Igba Yisura.
He did? I thought it said that it wouldn't go down from the...
Yeah, it wouldn't go down from the daughter, but... So, but the mother, I mean, but a flawed chazak is another case of Ikbe Yisura. It just wouldn't carry over to the child.
But that's what we're talking about, the mother.
Yeah, okay. But you could have a case theoretically, you could have other cases.
Yeah, no, that's what I said, Misara.
I'm just saying,
the case of two were mixed up.
That's for sure, but according to the Shema, I don't want to go away, I don't want to confuse. The Shemaitzah holds you could have Ikbe Yisura without a case of Taruvos. You could have other cases of Ikbe Yisura. A flawed chazaka would be Ikba Isura. It might not carry over to a child, but the idea that it's called Ikba Isura, if it's a chazaka de Meikara, that's flawed, so you don't follow the din chazaka, but it's enough, it's strong enough, the fact that it was a certain way up till now, that it would be called Ikba Isura. That's a chiddush, and it's a good thing to keep in mind. It's a yesod. It's an important. It's a yesod.
So according to Rambam, the kimpton mamzer has to be the case of
Tarov. So since Sofik mamzer is so powerfully mutter, even by Ikba Isura, v'chivin da Torah hitira filu beikba. So we want to know, man, why did Rabbanan come along and ask us something that the Torah went to such lengths to be matir? Mashenkin b'chol asfeikus do aser beikba. Right, by other sfeikas, ikbas also by mamzer it's mutter. Imkain my timer also shtuki. Given there's a lav b'chal hasfeikos, we see it's like a special category. It's mutter even when it would normally be aser by other sfeikas. And lafilu beikba hitira hatorah. So like, what's going on? And now v'chazina we even find ba'arla halacha b'chutz laaretz sfeiko mutter v'lo asru chachamim. Why not? Why didn't Chachamim ask a Sofik Gorla, just like the other Sfeikas? Umishum, it must be, because Sofik Gorla is very powerfully mutter. It's emphatically mutter. It's mutter even by Ikba Yisura. Umishum diyatsa mechal shor Sfeike Torah, given the mutter afilu b'ikba, chmashiko safti. Remember, the Shmaitza said, Sofik Gorla is mutter even by Ikba Yisura. He proves it from a Gemara. You're selling fruit, even though it's Ikba Yisura, because it's Safek Garla and Chutz Laretz. The lumdus is that Safek Garla, even if it's Ikba Yisura, but it's a Heftz of Safek, Ikba Yisura is still a Heftz of Safek. It's not like Chazaka or Rov on one side of the Safek. It's still a Heftz of Safek. It's still 50-50. So it's a Heftz of Safek, and therefore it's Mutter Garla, Safek Garla's Mutter. And you see, Rabbanan didn't come along and answer it. They kept their hands off. Because, wow, boy, this is mutter. It's mutter even by Ikbe Yisura. So the same thing would be true by Mamzer. But it's not. We know that Rabbanan asked Sofik Mamzer. And therefore the Gemara asks, why? So that's the Shmaitz's teretz to the Rajbos Kasha on the Rambam. Why does the Gemara all of a sudden have a problem with Rabbanan answering a Sofik if they didn't call it Torah Kula? The Gemara's problem is with Sofek Mamzer, which is mutter even by Ikba Yisura. Why did Rabbanan come along even there in Aseret? And here we even have a precedent of Sofek Arla in Chutz Laretz, where Rabbanan did not come along in Aseret. Varan, Kosaf, Soif Perik Isha Niknes, at the end of the first Perik in Kedushin, the Ran writes, Behod the Amru, Arla b'Chutz Laretz, Halacha, Vado'on Osur, Vadoy Arla in Chutz Laretz is Osur, Sfeik on mutter, that's not lachu, we just said. Sofik Garla and Chutz Laretz is mutter. Because of Allah, Zeloshonu. V'yesh mishu chichu mizeh, some proof from this din. D'chol ha-sfeikus min ha-Torah asur. D'yem lo kein lomali halacha du sfeik on mutter. This is like the mirror image of the kasha that we've been dealing with just about from the beginning of the Shmaitza. Why do you need a pasuk that Sofik Mamzer Mutter, according to the Rambam, all Sfeikas are Mutter? So the Ran asks the question by Sofik Garla. Why do you need a special din that Sofik Garla is Mutter and Chutz Laretz if all Sfeikas are Aser? If all Sfeikas are Mutter, I'm sorry, according to the Rambam. They know Chalcha, it's no cash on the Rambam.
He brings a riot that Sfeikas and the Torah are Mokin.
Yeah, he's asking, it's a cash on the Rambam.
But Aser Chutz Laretz is not the right.
Yes, it is.
It is?
Sure. It's halacha l'moshim Sinai, then it's also. Forget your Hilchos Medina. I'm telling you, that's Nitcha. So, Hachal Moshe Mitzinai, Arlon Chutz Laretz is also. So the kasha that we've been grappling with from the beginning of the Shmaisa, why do you need a pasuk that Sofik Mamzer is mutter? The Ran turns around and asks it with Sofik Garla. Why do you need a special halacha l'moshe misinai that Sofik Garla is mutter if all sfeikas are mutter? So it's a kasha on the Rambam.
Wait. Here he says it's my whole kachat. He says it makes me show pichu mizeh.
Yeah, the Ran's talking. Some prove from this din that all sfeikas min haTorah are osur, not like the Rambam.
But in other words, it's mamash, not the kasha, it's mamash something araya from it.
Yeah.
In terms of what we talked about earlier.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Imlokein, Lomel, no, we talked about araya, but not a source.
But this sounds like a source.
No, it doesn't. It's not the araya. Same word as before.
Okay. Doesn't say kasha.
Okay, fine. Okay, good. The Imlokein, Lomel, halacha the sfeikon mutter. Right? They know chocha, says the Ran. The B'chulu Sveiki, Avo Gav the Mutter Min HaTorah, the Ran, I can tell you the Ran's Teretz in shorthand. The Ran's Teretz is like the Marit. What did the Marit answer? Again, the Marit said, you're married to two ladies at once, blah, blah, blah. We said, the Yisod of the Marit's Teretz is that Sofik Mamza Mutter is different than Sofik Mutter Min HaTorah Lekula, according to the Rambam. Sofek Lekula means you could ignore the tzadisser, however you want to understand that. But Sofek Mamza Mutter is a din. It's Mutter b'teres Vadai. The Ran essentially gives the same answer. Except the Maritz says, to prove his point, he talks about being married to two women, which would be a monofshach. So we don't care about the monofshach, because it's Mutter b'teres Vadai. The Ran answer is, I know it's Arla, you don't. Now, again, even though it complicates matters, but I feel compelled to speak something out. We're talking about where it is a halachic suffix to you. If it's just that you don't know what we call chisar and yediyah, then it's not suffix Arla. For some reason, it's suffix Arla. It's a taruva, it's one out of two.
Every suffix that's what we started by saying, a suffix has to be.
Yeah, but you have to make sure that the person who calls it a suffix is talking
from
precisely. Yeah, not right. Not, that's what I, okay. That's why you can't always base
knows,
it on that.
The first guy knows.
It was a Tyruvos.
The first guy knows what it is.
Person number one knows it's Arla. Okay. Person number two is suffix. Halachic din, right, suffix. Person number one, says the Ran, does not have to tell person number two that it's Arla. I'm just, please, let's not get hung up on the case. The point is, it's a halachic suffix to person number two. Your best case of halachic suffix is a taruvais. It's one out of two fruits. One you know is Arla, one you don't know. I just want to make sure we're talking about a halachic suffix. Person number one happens to know. Person number two doesn't know. Person number two could give it to person number one, can give it to person number two to eat, says the Ran. Again, the reasoning is very simple. It's the same reasoning as the Marit. It's Mutter B'Toyres Vadai. Sofik Orla has its own din. The din of Sofik Orla that it's Mutter. Not it's Mutter because of the Tzad that it's not Orla. Got to get that through your heads. Not that it's Mutter because of the Tzad that it's not Orla. Sofek Orla, both to Dodin. The Tzad that it's Orla and the Tzad that it's not Orla, taken together, equal a Sofek, has a din. Mutter. That means even the Tzad, I'm going to say it again.
It's Mutter to the second guy that receives it. I still don't get how the first guy who knows can give it to him.
Because there's no Lifnei Iver since it's Mutter to the second guy. If something's Mutter for you to eat, Let's say I eat salacious. I just ate a piece of meat, and you didn't. Can I give you a piece of cheese to eat? I'm serious. Yes, because I'm not allowed to eat it, but you are. So the guy that knows that it's Arlo is not allowed to eat it. You have to realize the degree to which this is true. Like the Marit, you're married to two women. It's a monofshach. You're either a mamzer or you're not a mamzer. One of these two weddings is osur. One of your two wives is osur and you monofshach. The answer is, there's no monofshach if Sofek has its own din, that it's mutter. the Torah decided to be matir suffik mamzer. Mutter, even the tzad that it's a mamzer, it's mutter. As long as you don't know, it's a suffik.
I think what's difficult is how do we have a halachic din if person number one knows?
Because he's under no obligation to tell person number two.
No, nothing obligation, but in other words,
he knows. He has special glasses that he could see something.
We would say, though, I'm saying that's still a halachic din? In other words,
to the second guy. The second guy doesn't know. The two apples. Right. One's Arla, one's not. Person number one recognizes which one's Arla. He has a tfiyas eye.
See it.
Yeah, but the person said it doesn't change the halachic din. Now the person number two should have to go find out. Person number one knows.
No. And we're not talking about he knows that in the underside of the apple there's a label that says Arla, and all person number two has to do is turn it over and look. That's why I keep insisting.
I'm trying to figure out what the line is. Yeah. Where do you decide?
What do you mean?
Halachic suffix?
So that's why I want to pick. This is not the place to worry about it. There's a simple case. A halachic suffix is a tarubais. It's one out of two apples. Why person number one happens to recognize which is which.
Why can't be a
suffix metzius? Tfiyas ayin.
Okay.
Why can't be a suffix?
Could be a suffix metzius, and person number one happens to know.
I thought it was a kid.
I don't know. What do you mean suffix metzius? It's a halachic suffix. I don't want to get hung up on what's the case. The easiest case is tarubais. You want to say it's a halachic suffix. You want to suffix metzius? You don't. Nobody knows, because then you have to start with how many people don't know. Nobody knows whether it's our law or not, okay? That's the case. This guy happens to know.
I just want to ask a short question.
No, you're a very valid question, and that's a chiddush, but it's not so much of a chiddush if you think about it. One person's knowledge does not change the reality of suffix. If it's a reality of suffix, he happens to know. Remember I told you this lady that was married in Argentina, Caracas, and somewhere buried, let's say it's not Efshe Levaya, right? Okay. But this guy's a hacker.
This guy's a hacker.
What are you talking about? I'm a hacker. I hacked the top secret files of the Venezuelan secret police. And I see that there was no get given, and she's an Eishes Ish, and the guy's a mamzer. That's the case. But to normal people, they not only don't they know, but they have no way of knowing.
Mm-hmm.
So to them it's a suffix to them it's a suffix, and to me it's not a suffix because I happen to have found out.
And I understand that, but I'm taking this out, and I have no problem with the second person understanding that it's mutter to him because it's a suffix. But the first person I'm having a major issue with, because the first person, it's kind of like Arla is a neder, he's made it hectic. It's usher to an extent. Okay?
You have to understand that that's the point of the Ran, and that was the point of the Marit by Suffolk Mamzer. It has its own din. It's mutter. It's mamish mutter. Not it's mutter because maybe it's not a mamzer, maybe it's not Arla. Then your question is, but I know it is. How can I feed it to him? It's mamish mutter to the second guy, even on the tzad that it's Arla. So it's mutter to him, because to him it's a suffix Arla. To him it's a suffix mamzer. Why? You're asking good. It shows your understanding how deep this goes. Suffix Arla is mutter. Just like the guy was married to two wives, this suffix mamzer was married to a mamzeres and to a Yisrael. So you say, how could that be mutter, man? He's either a mamzer or he's not a mamzer. If he's a mamzer, he can't marry a Jew. And if he's not a mamzer, he can't marry a mamzer. How can he be married to both wives? Teretz says, suffix is mutter. It has its own din. It's mutter. Not mutter because he's a Jew. Not mutter because he's a mamzer. Mutter. That's the chiddush of this din. That's what the Marit says about the pasuk suffix mamzer mutter according to the Rambam, and that's what the Ran says about the halacha l'moishim Sinai of suffix orla mutter in chutz l'aretz.
So does it give the first person then an avera that he's given somebody something that he knows they can't eat?
No, the second guy could eat it.
Right, but. The first guy, it's kind of like saying
there's no left neighbor, it's mutter to the second guy.
It's kind of like saying I've got two apples. One I bought, the other one I stole. Okay, and I know I stole this apple, and I give it to you.
But you have to understand
it's
stolen
to the property.
But that's what you have to understand, the amkus of the Ran and the Marit. that Suffolk has its own din, that it's mutter. Basar and water is mutter. This is mutter. It's mutter. It's mamish mutter. The Torah and its infinite wisdom tied it to be matir. Mutter gomur. Not mutter because of the tzad, it's not our law. Mutter.
I think his problem is that it's not a suffix to the first guy. So
what?
So it's not the same as saying suffix is mutter because
to him is the first guy's knowledge better than the monof shach of the marit?
That's the question.
It's right? How come the monofshach of the marid, monofshach means he was married to two women, that you accepted? I hope that's more difficult. Because monofshach, like, what is he? He's either a mother or he's not.
One way or the other, he's for sure. Right,
okay, let's go weiter. You know what? This is good. This is why we're learning. We'll think about it, and you'll think about it. And you're
not going to.
Not for the reason that we're talking about. He's going to have a kasha on it for a different reason. Okay. The b'chulu sfeike and all sfeikas, which are mutter because of its sad, it's mutter. So then, if I know, I'm not allowed to give it to you. Mikomu komishi odeya iser also leitin lechaver sheni odeya. Do I bear lifnei iver? Because I know it's also to you. They can give it. They would give each other orla that the other one didn't know was orla. This tickle chiddush, like, okay, it means he had reason to believe it wasn't orla. It doesn't mean Tommy didn't know. Again, it means halachically. He had every right to think it's not Orla. But the Shmaitzah has a very, like a chap kasha.
It's in Pierce's Glorious Alcohol in Lamar.
Yeah.
The last statement.
Yeah, okay, but now we're learning Shmaitzah. Orla is also Bahanah. When something, not just Ba'achila, it's also Bahanah. When something's also Bahanah to me, I can't give it to you for a present. Because I get pleasure, that's the Gemara looks at it, if you accept the present from me, I have pleasure from it. That you accepted a pleasure. So the Rana is asking Kasha, how can I give you Orla, Sufik Orla? Even though to you it's mutter, with all the whole Rana's lumdus and everything else, but I know it's Orla, so I'm getting Hana from Orla, because I'm giving you a present. Omnam Kashali, to me it's not mutter, to me it's also. Omnam kashli b'hadim safke adodei d'achivin d'vadon osur b'hanah. Orlo is not just osur b'achil, it's osur b'hanah. Imken ki yohiv chad l'chavrei, when one gives it to the other, il yodah she orlo osur l'sanuyim bei. I know it's orlo, I'm not allowed to have hanah from orlo.
If it's mutu, can he eat it?
There's person number one and
person number one, can he eat it?
No, he knows it's orlo.
Oh, he can't.
Well, person number one is the guy that knows it's Orla.
It's not mutter to him, that's why he can't.
Well, midi da osur b'hanah, something that's osur b'hanah, osur litin l'chavero. I'm not allowed to give it to you, even if it's mutter to you. Because I'm deriving pleasure. Even if I don't make money out of it, the very fact that you accepted a gift from me is pleasureful for me. You can vore b'taisis v'pera kol shah. To me, and that's a pleasure that I got out of the thing that's osur b'hanah, is that you makir tov to me. The imkain nihid the chavre, the friend lo yoda bay muteres hilo, he's mutter to eat it. Avol hanoh saying the giver. So he's asking a kasha on the Gemara, kasha on the din. The Gemara says they gave each other orla that the other one didn't know was orla, but I did know. So how was I allowed to give it to you if I thereby derived pleasure? And I schap a chap kasha. Now he says you should know. For Rambam v'atur lohaviu klal hach. They don't bring very. I smell a rat here. How come the Rambam and the Tur don't pass in this Gemara that these that you can give the other guy Orla that he doesn't know it's Orla in Chutz Lawrence? because of the Beis Yosef Yeridei, the Beis Yosef writes, the Sfira Lei, the Hanach Rabbonon, the Mesafkei Ahadodei, he goes off on a tangent almost, that the Beis Yosef writes that the Rabbonon and the Gemara that gave it to each other, Sfira Lei Kamandiyom Hilchos Medina, they held Hilchos Medina means that there's no halach in the first place of Orla being Osir and Chutzla or it's Medioraisa, halacha the Moshe Mesinai. Then when it says Osir halacha, it means Hilchos Medina, like a minig. So the minig didn't include such a case where they didn't know and you gave it to each other. That's what the Beis Yosef suggests. Avalam Andiyomar halacha Moshe Mesinai, Osir Lesfukei Adodi Yitaka cannot give it to each other. Now the question is why? So the Shmaitza holds you can't because the no saint is getting Hanoah. That's why you can't. It has to be that way. Because the no saint is getting Hanoah. Even if we'll keep the Ran's Lomdus that the Makabel is allowed to take it and eat it, I'm not allowed to eat it by giving it to you. But the no saint is having Hanoah, so that's a problem.
Can we take it one step further and say maybe he's allowed to get Hanoah even because he's giving himself,
the no saint?
Because he's causing the Makabel to eat Sufek Orla. So it was mutter for him to eat, so it was mutter for him to get Hanoah. He's getting Hanoah out of Sufek Orla.
He knows it's
to him it's a Vadai, but the guy that's eating it, it's
so Sufek. The Hanoah is not the eating, the Hanoah is that you took a present from me.
Yeah, but he took a present, it was mutter for
to me. It
I'm saying it's one step further.
It makes no sense what you're saying. Think about it. I'm getting Hanoah from Orla.
No, I'm getting Hanoah from Suffolk Orla. To him, it's Suffolk Orla.
But to me, it's not. You can't just say words.
Maybe we look at it from his
think
point of view.
I think this shit doesn't make sense.
The example that Rav gave was if the Rav is fleshy, can you give milk to him? Right?
Not if it's also Bahanoah. That's the Shmaitz's point. If it's also Bahanoah, I talk it can't. If it would be also Bahanoah, I couldn't.
Why is Hanoah different?
Because I'm not allowed to have Hanoah from it. To me, it's a Chetzah de Yisura.
Technically still be a
suffix,
but to him, he's getting
Hanoah.
I understand, but I'm saying you're not getting Hanoah from the food, you're getting Hanoah from the guy, from the fact that the guy took it from you.
You're getting Hanoah from the oil. It's called Isser Hanoah. You're not allowed to give Isser Hanoah for a present.
Right.
It's called you're getting Hanoah from the Isser Hanoah. V'im kein l'fisa l'das ha-ram v'natur v'loh v'il l'hach l'masaf g'adot d'etu l'ek l'meimah k'teret sarang. So again, I have the same problem with the Shmaitza as I had with the Marit. The fact that you happen to slug up the case doesn't slug up the lumdus of the answer. The Ran just gave a case to prove his point. His real point was that it's mutter v'teres vadai. Mamish like the Marit. Just like by the Marit, the Shmaitza didn't like the story because the story wouldn't need two psukim, it would only need one pasuk. So I said, okay, so you don't like the story. But the Teretz is not the story. The story is just an example. So I say the same thing to the Shmaitza with the Ran. So you don't like the Ran's story that the guy that knows could give it to the guy that doesn't know. But that wasn't the essence of the Ran's Teretz, was that story. The essence of his Teretz was that Sofik Orla is Mutter B'Torah is Vadai, and that's why you have a Pasuk.
So you could give a different example, maybe, that's not with getting Hanoah.
So if he could have, he would. Let's hear a different example. The Rishon.
The point is that the example doesn't matter.
The example doesn't matter. Even if there were no cases, it would still be a good Teretz.
Right. So why did the Gemara bother saying my Nafkamina? Gemara. Why did they say my all the time? My Nafkamina. Who cares if it's a Nafkamina, Rob? Big deal. What's the Nafkamina? Who cares?
You have to tell me where the Gemara says it, I'll tell you. I'll tell you in each case, I'll tell you why it says it. You have to show me where.
So I'll tell you in this case. Yeah. He has to bring a case, because otherwise it's
he gave a case that you should understand.
Otherwise it's makes no sense.
Okay, I'm answering the Shmaitza's kasha. What do you want? Shmaitza is a kasha. The Shmaitza obviously holds like you. And I'm answering the Shmaitza's kasha. That's all. You could say that you hold like the Shmaitza. That's very respectable. You're a very smart man. Right, when Cain lefizel the das of Rambam and Torah leviu lahastam safgi adodi to lek lemei mekateres haran. But the kushi leduchta back to the drawing board. Lomalei halacha lahatu sveiko. Why need you halacha to be mata sofik orla for? Well, the fima shikasati. But I now Baruch Hashem. By now I have a teretz in my pocket. Says the Ran. Ikpa yisura. It's the lehechad ikpa yisura. Tafilu orla begina yorid veloikei kol shehu sofik. I can take it, even if it's ikba isur. We have to stop here because, or else I'm gonna have shalom bias problems with a lot of ladies.
After I told my wife she can put out some of the.